Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Sports complex scheduling policy put before council for consideration. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council was presented with two policy options on Tuesday night regarding the use of the softball fields by local softball and baseball teams at the Energy Capital Sports Complex. City Attorney Sean Brown had presented to council some options for scheduling priorities at the complex and possible solutions to scheduling conflicts. In recent months, issues have arisen around scheduling at the complex due to the usage requests increasing every year for the last few years. In addition to the suggestion of a sports commission to oversee scheduling conflicts and building more fields, two of the other options proposed were to put current usage guidelines into a formal policy or to change the priority of which type of sports teams could use the complex. Brown put together a draft resolution for the two options that could be implemented by the council using the council's previous direction. The first option was a draft of the current policy, which the contract scheduler for the city uses to schedule tournaments, with an emphasis on the number of out-of-town teams attending the event, followed by games, practices, and other activities on the softball fields. Brown explained past council's direction had been to place top priority on tournaments, followed by games, then practices, and other activities for either softball or baseball teams. The policy did not give priority to either sport, which is how the current scheduling guidelines are followed. The second policy option Brown said was to, quote, capture the intent behind the creation of the softball fields out there in the first place. The second draft was geared towards specifically giving priority to girls' softball when scheduling the fields. At the previous meeting, Councilman Jim West had expressed his desire to see girls' softball have priority at Energy Capital Sports Complex and to build more fields to accommodate the increasing usage and growth of both softball and baseball in the community. As a part of both drafts of the policy, a sports commission would be created to ensure the scheduling policy was followed by the contract scheduler in the event of a dispute about field usage. Councilwoman Gross asked Public Works Director Solly Wild, who oversees Energy Capital Sports Complex, if he saw any negative impacts of either of the policies. Wild said, quote, in the past, we have had maybe two weekends that were conflicted. He went on to say generally the teams know up to a year in advance when the tournaments for the season are going to be, but the conflicts arrive when a softball tournament conflicts with a local baseball team's request for the use of the field for one of their tournaments. During public comment, a couple of residents spoke about the use of the fields. Ben Decker posed a question to the council as to the possible conflict of interest with one of the council members who was, quote, behind a push for additional fast-pitch girls softball fields or exclusive use of the current fields for fast-pitch softball. Kevin Kinzel, the former president of the Gillette Girls Fast Pitch Association, told council he was a part of the original group that provided input when the fields were built. He said, quote, every time Gillette Girls Fast Pitch came to the table to argue over field usage, the girls have lost ground every time. He pleaded with the council to consider the usage policy carefully and suggested if they want to resolve the conflict to build more fields at the complex. Brown said the next step would be to compile the feedback and edit the drafts to bring back to council for a vote at the next general meeting scheduled for August 15th in council chambers. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.